case number 9653, German Menendez, north of Route 20, corner west of Front Street, extended within Hurley and Allen addition, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
To North Front Street, C4 Delaware.
Need your name.
German Menendez.
You can explain to?
130 North Delaware Avenue, C4 Delaware. Abraham.
Last name?
Cruz.
Do you swear a testimony you're about to give, true and correct best knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
This is county property or county zoning?
In Seaford, there's a small portion there that's county.
Okay.
Right in the middle of town.
Yeah.
It's county.
Right.
Yeah.
Buenas noches.
It's actually what? Norman S. Richonda.
I make a one deck on two north front street extended, but it was estaba antes enfrente.
It was last time. It was in the front. The deck. It was in the front.
Hace unos años.
A couple years ago.
Un carro chocó con la casa.
A car crashed with the house.
Cuando yo la compré, supe esa noticia y.
When he bought the house, noticed that somebody crashed there.
I cambié el deck para el otro lado.
He changed the deck to the other side.
Puse el parqueo de los carros ahí como defensa.
He put the like where you can park the house for like the defense if something happens again.
And I make the hice el deck del otro lado para.
So he put the deck on the other side.
Pero está en la línea del terreno del vecino, o sea, está en la línea.
The deck is on the line of the
property.
The another property.
No, my his, property.
Yeah, his property is on the line of the neighbor, right?
Sí.
The...
Pero él no tiene ningún problema con esto.
So he said, his neighbor said that he doesn't have any problems with it.
Right on the line?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get a permit when you built the deck?
Sí. Yes.
Certificate of occupancy?
You got the permit same day. So.
Okay. So you didn't get the permit before you built it. You built it. You got the permit after you built it.
Sí.
Yes.
Now you understand that when you have to get a permit first before you build anything. Okay.
No sabía las reglas.
He didn't know the rules about it.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
Mr. Trudge?
No.
Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? One in opposition?
I have two letters.
Two letters also, okay. And they're in opposition to it.
It's the next door neighbor. The concerns are, as I'll put it, objection request a variance from the side yard setback, a variance from this requirement due to sense of privacy and security of our home. As proposed, a variance will place the porch or patio within 12 feet of our bathroom window. The bathroom window is not vented, and the window is frequently open. The bedrooms of the house also are adjacent on the south side of the house, an area of consideration with no central air conditioning. These windows are frequently open. In addition, my driveway is also adjacent to the side setback violation and further minimizes the sense of privacy and security with the porch or patio being just a few feet away. The extent area to the west where the original porch or patio was located is much more suitable and not objectable. In order to maintain a reasonable sense of privacy and security, the side yard setback request needed to be upheld. This request is not appropriate or reasonable for this area. While I am not able to attend the hearing, that's why they wrote this. Mm-hmm. It's actually I have two letters, but they're the same. It's same family. Okay. So I actually have three people in opposition.
They both live on the same property?
Same property owner.
Same property owner.
It looks like husband and wife, and it's maybe could be a son or something like that.
Ma'am? Ma'am? You still in opposition? Would you like to come up and speak?
Do you want to speak?
I'm Mary Ellen Leonhart.
Oh, do you have a letter I just read?
Yes.
Okay, I read her letter.
Okay.
Would you like to say anything else about it?
No, just it's.
You have to be sworn in, ma'am, if you would like to talk, though, and if you have.
I beg your pardon.
If you have anything else you would like to add to that letter, ma'am, you need to be sworn in so you could.
No, I think that's sufficient. It's only, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
What was the, it may seem like a dumb question, but what was the reason for building the deck at that level instead of ground level?
Porque le voy a rellenar tierra abajo para que el agua corra hacia afuera porque se mete en el basement.
He said that because he's gonna put I think cement because the, when it rains the water won't go out in the basement.
If this deck had been built at ground level, then the variance wouldn't be required.
Tiene 30 pulgadas de alto.
Dice que si la deck lo hubieras construido abajo, no hubiera pasado agua.
Igual pasaba.
Dice
porque lo hice de ese alto porque voy a poner tierra. Pues la rampa va así.
He said, because he's did that because, I don't know, he thinks that the water is still going to go in, so he's going to put like a little ramp so the water can go down.
Tassoyo, I put it on. Tassoyo, go that like a ramp, go outside to the street.
I understand. The big problem here is that had you applied for the permit before building it, then you would have learned that you couldn't have built it without a variance. And there, you know, might have saved you some aggravation and money and what have you. Now you're in a situation where I think that your next door neighbor argues a good point that, you know, that does invade her privacy. And, you know, you've already expended this money or spent the money to build the deck. So it's a bad situation to be in.
Did he build the steps also? He built the steps?
Yeah.
So if the deck was at ground level, he's saying there, he thinks he's got a water problem in the basement?
¿Tú piensas que si lo hubieras construido la deck abajo, piensas que todavía el agua se hubiera metido?
Sí, porque se filtra entre medio del.
Yeah, because the water goes between the woods and...
Well, it would have to rest on the ground, on footings, to be considered a ground deck.
No more than 6 inches off grade. Or no more than 6 inches, you know. Yeah. Yes, in height.
At any time, did your neighbors inquire or?
He says don't got any problem with that.
The lady that lives next door to you that was just standing here, she didn't at any time say anything to you about what you're building or question it or?
No.
Did you say your deck's leaking? I mean, did you say your basement's leaking? The basement's leaking water? Because after you built the deck, or was it leaking before you built the deck?
Sí, todo el tiempo. O sea, por eso quiero arreglar el terreno todo, porque en sí todo está mal ahí.
Yeah, he said that's why he wants to build, like, put cement on the bottom so the water won't go in anymore.
So you plan to put cement under this deck?
Yeah.
The whole deck?
Yeah.
Are you going to take the deck down?
Sí, vas a quitar la otra vez para hacer eso.
Pero
lo de abajo.
No.
O sea,
no necesito quitarlo.
But was your basement leaking before you put the deck up or after you put the deck up?
Se le metía agua antes.
Sí, se le mete agua. Por donde quiera le entra agua.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? The water go in for everywhere.
Was leaking before.
It was leaking before.
Yeah.
Yeah, the water go in for everywhere because the el terreno, ¿cómo se dice el terreno?
Like the
land is all the way like a
it's does
like
it,
a hole.
Does it slope to the house?
That's what I say. I'm trying to fix it, make it beautiful, you know.
I understand.
Put grass,
I understand.
Outside, everything.
But if you had water running into your basement before the deck was built, then why would you build the deck over before fixing that problem?
Now it's fixed already because I put a black piper all around the house. We put gravel on it. And now the water ran up there.
Okay. So under the deck is tar paper, black paper?
Yeah.
You look at it, John. John.
Well, I'm familiar with the property. I didn't go and physically look at it. I can see here by the pictures what's built, and I can see that it's to the neighbor's property.
Okay.
Okay, but Chair, entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take it under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. McCabe, that we take case number 9,653 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.